Cyber Cities Module 4, R.A. Murty, 1969, Factorial Ecology Model. Here we have the three circles that look like film reels in a box. Looks like a square box now. At the top is the family status. Along the side, the left side, we have the social spaces. And down to the second reel, we have the ethnic status. And down to the third reel, we have economic status. And the last reel that's outside of the square is called the physical space. Now, R.A. Murty is an urban geographer, a Canadian, and a professor, retired, in the Department of Geography here at York University. His study was based on research on metropolitan Toronto. Okay, so now we are really going to get it right. What Murty was studying was a late industrial, early post-industrial city. The CBD was still vital, but of much less relative importance as a center of business and employment. There were well-established expressways and a major highway network for moving people within the city as well as from the urban field beyond the city's municipal boundaries. What did Murty find? Well, quite simply, Murty found that the residential structure of cities is multidimensional in nature and based on the overlapping of three basic residential dimensions: economic status, family status, and ethnic status. Furthermore, each of these dimensions exhibits spatial patterns that are very similar to those associated with the Burgess, Hoyt, and Harris-Hulman models, respectively. In other words, all of the models that we have discussed have some application to the modern city, as demonstrated by Murty's study. Burgess, family status zones established in response to changing family status with larger, better family-type housing most available in newer areas of the city, invasion and succession. Hoyt, economic status, sectors established by residential filtering. Harris/Hulman, ethnic status, ethnic clusters developing in specific areas as people of like background group themselves for a variety, going to number two, of reasons. Okay, we have covered a lot of territory in this module, so let us move on to the conclusion.